At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Bigs with Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Biggs.
His name is Brad Biggs. Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Want to welcome those of you watching on CHSN. And we want to welcome our guy. He is Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Aturo Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but the Bears are now atop the NFC. Soon to be favorited over New England in the Super Bowl and a repeat of, I believe it was Super Bowl 20.
I think it was.
And there's a lot of euphoria in town.
Yeah, well, opportunity to scout Drake May and the Patriots tonight then on Monday Night Football, right?
That's a good point, Brad. The Patriots are on Monday Night Football tonight, so everyone can get a glimpse. But going back to Friday, how would you describe your level of surprise by how dominant the Bears were in beating the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. It's just such an ass-kicking, right, to just go out there and dismantle Philadelphia in the trenches, like, both ways. Like, that's a really good Eagles defensive front that, you know, hadn't been run on like that in forever. I think everybody's known that the Eagles have got some issues on their offensive line this season with injuries and guys not at 100% since they've been back and some guys still out, but Barkley really didn't get anything going. It was just a dominant effort. Like, Ben Johnson's talked for a while about, you know, we haven't put together a complete game. We haven't done this. We haven't done that. That's as close as they've been to a complete game this season. You can't say you had a complete ball game when your quarterback's under 50% completeness passes. But man, it was dominant almost from start to finish.
Yeah, and I think that the one of the more impressive elements of it was that we know how good Vic Fangio is as a defensive coordinator, and we know what he allows you to do, which is put together drives down the field, but not to make the big plays. He wants to limit the explosives, as we all know. And somehow they did it. They did exactly what you have to do to beat a Vic Fangio coach defense. They put together drives. They marched down the field. They didn't make mistakes, and they really dominated a defense that just won the Super Bowl a year ago. And now listen, I know you're a big Nick Sirianni guy, but I'm going to argue that they didn't even look like they were involved in that game. They didn't look inspired in any fashion at all.
He wanted to fight a fan.
Yeah, he did. He at one point, and Biggs, he loves that.
He loves that stuff.
The combative nature of his personality. He did try to go after a guy at one point, but Brad, they were. It was weird to see how mediocre they were.
Yeah, well, Nick Sirianni faced a series of questions about firing its offensive coordinator after the game, the honeymoon period.
Yep.
From the Super Bowl parade back in February, it has long since ended. The grace period you get from Philadelphia sports fans, it lasts.
Almost a month. Yeah.
it's absolutely unbelievable. So, you know, the Bears win that, and now they've got some extra time to prepare for Green Bay. Of course, the Packers have the benefit extra time as well, having played a day before on Thanksgiving. And the challenges only get bigger for the Bears moving forward, especially in light of you know, the Carolina Panthers, who could have saw that coming, springing a massive upset on the Rams yesterday.
Brett, I think the average fan watches the Bears run the football and thinks, all right, this is great. They got an offensive line that is moving the pile, controlling the line of scrimmage, and all the things you want to see. Individually, who's having the best year? If you had to pick a Pro Bowl selection out of this group of five or six, as it turned out to be, who's having the best year? Is it Jonah Jackson, the guy who took the game ball from Ben Johnson on Friday? Is it Joe Tooney, who quietly does everything right? Or maybe is Darnell Wright? Who, they all seem to be playing at a very high level.
Yeah, I think it's really difficult to pick one out, Dave, because if all five aren't doing their job, it's very difficult to see the line have success. And they've really kind of come together since that bye week. Like the numbers that they have running the football since the week six Monday night game at Washington are super impressive. I haven't looked at an updated figure since Friday's game at Philadelphia, but it wasn't consistent at all in that first month of the season, something that wasn't surprising to those involved because of the time on task that's required. But boy, they were confident. They weren't worried. And it started to click. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how the Packers with Jeff Hafley and some of these other defensive right. coaches that they're going to run into are going to try to attack the Bears. Because if somebody comes up with a way to slow down this run game, you know, good luck having answers for all the players that they have in the passing game. You can't make the Bears really one-handed right now in terms of what they're doing offensively, just because they have so many different guys.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years. Estwing.com. It is really amazing, I think, to see the Bears sort of getting better. And yet you go back and you remember when we first heard from Ben Johnson, he talked about beating Green Bay and beating Matt LaFleur in particular and beating him a couple of times. And LaFleur obviously took offense to it because he then came out and said he didn't know Ben Johnson. He wasn't sure who he is. And I think he kind of knows him now. How will that little element play into what happens on Sunday?
Well, you got a great subplot there between the coach that's had a super hot beginning here with the Bears, and then a guy in Green Bay and LaFleur whose record has been fantastic, right? I mean, like, He went 13-3 his first three seasons as a head coach.
Right.
He was 13-4 that third year after they expanded to the 17-game season. So LaFleur's done it over the test of time, as his regular season winning percentage is just shy of 675. So he's gotten after it, and that's an interesting backdrop to this game. You know, some of the Packers stuff that you hear from head coaches that are just hired by the Bears, I think that comes from ownership. I think ownership likes the idea of their coach showing some disdain for their rival to the north. I think ownership feels like, that the fans kind of feed into that. And it's a if Ben Johnson kind of paying attention to the Packers brings a level of focus to this rivalry for the coaching staff that can help the Bears get back on track against Green Bay, that'll be very helpful, because for the last three decades the Packers have laid waste to the Bears many more times than not.
What did you make of the way that Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon were incorporated into the game plan, and how surprised were you that Dennis Allen blitzed as often as he did?
Well, I think, the way those guys were used, you could tell they were going to kind of watch it as they went, and they had a couple different uses for Kyler. They had Kyler spelling Jalen on the outside. Then they had Kyler is the dime guy, and by the end of the game, I think Jalen was probably a little bit tired. We saw Nick McCloud out there. I think McCloud got 10 snaps near the end of the game. So Bears probably fortunate that the game was so one-sided in terms of time of possession. The Bears had 85 plays, which is
wow,
an astronomically high figure. I think that's the most offensive snaps any team in the league's had in a non-overtime game in more than 2 years. And by virtue of that, the Eagles only ran 51 plays. So they didn't have to have Jalen out there and Kyler out there. They didn't have to account for 70-plus snaps for their defensive backs. So I think you try to get an eye on how they felt Saturday in terms of recovery. The long week will obviously help both of those guys a little bit, and you see if you can get a little more out of them in the trip to Green Bay. But they've got a good problem to have on their hands now with some of these DBs returning healthy, and it allows for some creativity for Dennis Allen, for Al Harris, and the rest of the coaches on the defensive side of the ball.
Brad, we've seen the storyline repeatedly that the Bears, like, who have they beaten? They haven't beaten anybody. Now they've beaten a couple teams with winning records, or I guess the Steelers are now 500, and poor Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I hope
his nose is okay.
Yeah, they get two wins over teams that are currently above 500.
Yes.
And so I'm just curious, when you watched football yesterday, and it felt like every national guy was stumbling over the next one, trying to compliment the Bears and say something nice about the Bears and compare Caleb to, what did I hear, to John Elway. I mean,
Howie Long compared him to John Elway.
That. I can't believe how many kind words and wonderful little bouquets were thrown their way yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're this hot, right? They've won 9 out of 10, and so they've earned some focus and some attention from the national shows, and they're going to get a lot more. Like that, this is a huge game this week. It's in the late afternoon national game on Fox. I mean, there's going to be a lot of focus on the Bears because there were questions. How can they handle a step up in class going on the road against an 8-win Eagles team? And they provided a resounding answer. Doubters will still want to see more. Because as we said, the Bears have a pair of wins over teams currently over 500. Yes, we know they didn't pick the schedule. They're just playing who's in front of them. By comparison, the Rams have six of their nine wins over teams that are currently above 500 in the standings. The Carolina Panthers, who are 7-6, they've got three wins over teams that are over 500. So the questions about the Bears and how they can handle better teams, like, those are going to be fully answered over the remainder of the season. There isn't a cupcake left. Like, I know it's a tractor pull on offense for the Cleveland Browns right now with Shedeur Sanders or whoever they want to put at quarterback, but that defense is is a real tough test, and the Bears will see that, and everyone else on the schedule is a very good team. So the debate will be fully answered by the end of the season. Can the Bears handle better teams on the schedule?
Brad, you've covered the Bears as long as anybody out there doing it. So finish this sentence. Friday was the Bears' biggest regular season victory since...
Oh, boy. I mean, probably, I think the easiest answer is that, I believe it was a Sunday night game. It was prime time. I want to say it was Sunday night against the Rams in early December 2018. It was a really good L.A. team that came into Soldier Field. The Bears won that game 15-6, and off of that, you started feeling like, wow, this Matt Nagy team could really do something. That was a high-octane Sean McVay offense that Vic Fangio just completely shut down that night, with obviously a lot of good players on the defensive side for the Bears. Then, you know, prior to that, it's hard to pick one. It really is. Like in a meaningful season, you know, there've been big wins, but you know what? You go back to 2010 and the Eagles were at Soldier Field. I want to say it was November. Mike Vick was a quarterback who's put up huge numbers for Andy Reid. And the Eagles were, they not only had a really good record, you know, they had some pedigree, right, with Andy Reid. And the Bears had kind of stumbled a little bit earlier in the season. They were 4-3. They started winning some ball games. They weren't sure how good they could be. And then they just beat up Philadelphia. It was like 30. I think the final was 31-26, but it was like 31-13 going into the fourth quarter. That's another one, but that was 15 years ago. Like that, if you're looking for any reminder of how, you know, thin things have been around here for the Bears, it's really difficult to put together a list of meaningful big regular season wins for a decade and a half.
And it's so funny to hear people referencing that this is the first time two running backs, both over 100 yards since Walter Payton and Matsui. Ben Johnson wasn't alive when that last happened.
I know.
He wasn't yet born when that happened. I think that's a more remarkable fact than the fact that
I was stunned. I was stunned it had been that long. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's wild is to go for, 280 on the ground or so twice in a month. Twice in a month? Like, they had that stretch there where they were running like mad with Justin Fields, and I think we all know that's because they literally couldn't throw the football. But prior to that, you're going back to like pre-1985 when they were putting some games together like this on the ground, and this isn't a one-dimensional offense, and their ability to have success now to allow Caleb to continue to grow, which he's been doing, like, they've got all kinds of options. You've seen Colston Loveland show up in big moments on a weekly basis, the fourth down catch on Friday. They've got so many different guys that are contributing, you know. Zacchaeus, who had the drop issue a couple weeks back, makes a big play on third down at Philadelphia. Like, the list of guys they've got that can step up in the passing game leads you to believe that they're really going to be a handful for every defense that they encounter the rest of the way.
Great stuff, Brad.
Great stuff, Bigsy. Great catching up with you, bud.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I think it's the same message we've been sending every week, that we're just going to compete our tails off for 60 minutes. I think that's what I know about our group. They got a lot of belief in what we're doing. They got a lot of belief in themselves. They got a lot of belief, I think, in this coaching staff. And so that confidence just starts to develop and continue to bubble over. So I think we've got a really confident group right now, and we're excited for these next five games.
Ben Johnson said his team would be at their best in December. And guess what? It's the first of the month. Wake up. It's December 1st. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we have two topics that we want to discuss in this segment. Number one was the concept of the wins previously in the season. And I think I want to do like the Mark Grody scale of approval. The MGAS.
Wow, this is a lot of pressure.
And then the MGAS, the Mark Grody scale of approval. And then I'm not sure if that's the right nomenclature, but
good
just
enough.
Go with it.
Good enough.
And then also the concept of the system being so strong that the Bears run game was so good on Friday that Caleb Williams didn't have to be the main character. So, Mark, since those are the two topics, I know we teased that one going into break when we got into it. What would you like to start with?
Well, I guess we'll pick up where we left
Let's
off.
Let's do that.
And it's just a matter of the sustainability, and there's no doubt about it. Earlier in the season, even maybe as recently as, what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I was saying I am concerned about it, and at one point in time saying it's straight up not sustainable. It has taken me up until this moment, until this win, to now say, admit, I don't think admit's the right word,
acknowledge.
To acknowledge or to just say that, yeah, there is something about what Ben Johnson is doing with this team from head to toe that does feel sustainable. I have gained more trust, and I don't think that it is wrong of me to have looked, because you guys have said, Layla, you especially, said a win is a win is a win is a win. It doesn't matter how they win. And I'm here to tell you that it does matter how you win, because there are sustainable seasons and they're unsustainable seasons.
Non-sustainable.
Even if they are wins. And many teams have had seasons like this. The Minnesota Vikings, there's a pretty good example of what they were doing last year, apparently, was not sustainable. So, and they can go through that, and we'll let their radio host take care of that. But this, for a while, the way the Bears were winning this year, was not sustainable.
So, what I said was, if for this year being Bears 101 under Ben Johnson,
Bears,
that I would have been okay with ugly wins the entire season. Like, this year. That was my explanation as to why I thought like it was going to be okay. Apparently, I just had it wrong. It's the Mark Rohde approval scale, and that makes it MGAS.
Mark Rohde approval. Perfect.
Okay, so we've got that going for us. But yeah, that was my whole point about it, was that I thought this year that would be okay. But they're showing us that they're virtually skipping a grade this season. Plans are coming ahead of schedule. You know, the results are coming online sooner than we expected.
And maybe this could be part of our caller. So we're doing calls at 1045, 312-644-6767. I'll throw out a question to our callers. Did it take this win to make you believe? Or are you somebody who a month ago was like, yeah, I see it. And if you did, tell me why.
Well, I think for me personally, I saw it, but I saw it because of Ben Johnson. That's the answer. It's that I understood what he said to be true from the jump when he said, what we look like at the beginning of the season will be very different because we'll be a much better team in December. Guess what today is? December 1st. And I said that leading up to the game. This is the last game before December. How better to springboard into the final full month of the season than with a big road statement win? And to your point about whether or not it's sustainable, my biggest answer to that was just the fact that they were running all over teams before they did it to the Eagles. When you put up 200 plus against the Saints and 200 plus against the Bengals and 171 against the Giants and 140 against the Minnesota Vikings in wins, the defense was always going to have to catch up because guys are just hurt. They're just lying around. They're not at full strength. They're still not at full strength, but they're doing enough. And I think this is sustainable because you have an identity. We run the football until you can't stop us anymore, and Caleb is clutch when it matters most. That's the identity of your offense.
When I think of sustainable, and you saying it like earlier because of wins, it says to me that there was no doubt in your mind that the Bears are going to do what they're going to do this year, and they're definitely going to be good next year, because that means it's sustainable and they're going to be 8-3 at this time next
year.
They're
making adjustments.
I can't call that. You know, I couldn't call that earlier. Now I'm willing to listen. Absolutely.
But you're not calling it.
No, I said, like, this feels sustainable. Like, Ben Johnson, like, per our other topic, part of why I'm not as worried today, we haven't even talked about Caleb Williams. Part of why I'm not as worried about Caleb Williams, and even in our post-game show, is because of Ben Johnson and what we are seeing from him and his ability to adjust. And game by game by game, I'm evaluating him. I wasn't going to, 7 games into the season, tell everybody the Bears. 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't tell you the Bears had their head coach of the future, because I needed to see more. I needed to see something like I saw on Friday. Friday changed everything.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is they're making adjustments, not just in the game, which is something that we couldn't say of Matt Nagy. It's something we couldn't say of Matt Eberflus. They're making adjustments in the season. One good example of that is Ben Johnson saying after the game, I can't believe I called 36 passes for Caleb Williams. Like, I think that's too many. So you're seeing how he is adjusting to the strengths of this team. And that's why we can say, when he says that, this isn't the team right now that says our quarterback is going to beat you. That's okay. We know that this is a rebuild year in certain positions when you consider just building good habits and good practices. His system, which for a long time was considered it was something that you would say is like a side, like it was almost like a swipe at people. You know, it was almost condescending when you would call somebody a system quarterback. It was almost like you were saying like the quarterback wasn't, you know,
game good manager.
Or like Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech when he was called a system quarterback because it was air raid. This is the opposite of that. Compliment the system. Compliment the system because it's winning you games in the National Football League. And Ben Johnson has made it so. Where Caleb Williams can still learn on the job in this way. Where he's not calling 36 passes out of this quarterback, as we know, is not catastrophic. He doesn't have to be the main character for this offense, for this team to be winning and dominating right now.
And I think that's the perfect scenario for a guy in his first year learning an offensive system and getting more and more acclimated with what Ben Johnson is trying to do. They need to be in sync. They need to have a situation where Ben Johnson feels like that quarterback is executing what I'm trying to do, and he sees the field as I see the field. I'm not even saying they're there yet. That part of it where Caleb Williams is just in sync to the point where he sees the field like Ben Johnson wants him to see it, but he sees it well enough to help get wins. That throw to Cole Kmet, the man threw for under 50%. I know weather was a factor in that, but when push came to shove and he had to make a play, he didn't go for the dump down. He said, I'm trying to put this game away. And he did, with one flip of the hips and one toss of the ball on target.
And maybe the wind had a factor in this, guys, but I also feel like we saw him throw with touch a little bit more. Not everything was a fastball in this game.
I agree with that, actually. The third quarter, a 4th-and-5 conversion to Colston Loveland was pretty sick. Second quarter, 13-yard pass to Colston Loveland as well. Then there was the 3rd-and-4 first down run for Caleb Williams. So, and I'm not leaving out the bad either for Caleb. I mean, that Jalix Hunt interception in the third quarter when it was 10-9, at the time, that felt like death for the Bears, but there, you know, it was a mixed bag, but you guys are right. It's like we don't have to obsess over Caleb Williams as much, and you feel confident that Ben Johnson can get it done with whoever is in there.
I think the biggest thing for me is we knew it wasn't going to be an overnight thing as far as the Caleb Williams development portion of this, but it's still coming along at a nice enough clip that I'm very comfortable with what's going on with this offense from a Caleb Williams, COE, Caleb over everything perspective.
You know what never ceases to amaze me in this is that for all of the offensive glowing the league has done about Ben Johnson and for all of the credit that he gets. And we've talked about, of course, the 70% completion rate or what the offense looked like when he was coordinating it in Detroit, what we thought the passes were going to look like, what we thought the plays were going to be. I think it's hilarious that he's winning with the traditional football thought process of ground and pound running game and trying to get the most possible out of your defense and trying to have some sort of punishing defense. I said this earlier, maybe it's not in sacks and pass rush as we've seen, unfortunately, but it's still going to be, you're going to fear our defense because you know at any time we're going to take the ball away from you.
By the way, Marshall, are you backing off of the COE plan now?
No.
Caleb over everything.
I go back to what we talked about last week. I think those two things are very much interwoven, and I think I might not feel as strongly about what he did Sunday as far as, yes, he did have the turnover, but he bounced back nicely and understanding he ran the offense moved, whether or not it was the fact that he didn't have but, what, 5 rushing attempts for 13 yards. But when a play had to be made late, a.k.a. fourth quarter, guess who was right there to make the game-busting open play that put them up by 2 scores?
So even with the way that the Bears won that game, which was with the running game, yeah, you're still saying Caleb over everything. The only way the Bears are going to get anywhere this year is if it's Caleb over everything?
Yeah, really? because the playoffs exist. So what they're doing right now isn't going to work against the best of the best. They're not going to win the Super Bowl unless Caleb Williams levels up his play. Can we agree on that?
What do you call the Eagles? Before Friday, would you still call the Eagles one of the best of the best in the NFC?
There's only so many teams that are better than the Eagles right now.
They're a good team that's struggling right now. As we've mentioned, they're a good team that's struggling. Now, if they sit here and beat the Packers twice or go 3-2 and end up with the number one seed in the NFC, then the job becomes easier because you only need to win 2 games to get to the Super Bowl, and both those games are at Soldier Field. But we're a long ways away from that.
I think the Bears' identity has changed. I think it has gone from Caleb Williams to Ben Johnson. I mean,
I don't think it's changed. I thought it was always Ben Johnson.
Ben over everything. It's not. No, it's Caleb over everything to me says the whole game is about Caleb Williams, period, and that guy's got to be on his game. Yesterday, Friday, showed that Caleb could be mediocre mediocre is what he was in that game at best. 17 of 36, 154 yards, a TD, and I'm at
a bad interception.
And I've got way more red on my notes than I have blue, which is the good and the bad for Caleb Williams. And the touchdown was great to Cole Kmet, but again, he wasn't a big factor throughout a lot of this game.
I think he was a factor when it mattered most in making that touchdown, because without that, the Eagles have a chance to come back. We saw what the Eagles offense looked like in the fourth quarter compared to the first three quarters. They were moving the ball a little bit better because they were like, oh, A.J. Brown probably needs to be targeted.
But again, with a little bit better of a Caleb, if it's Caleb over everything, then Caleb Williams is better in the first half of the game, and he's making big plays, and the Bears are not up just 10-3 at the half.
It looks a little bit more probably like what you see Jared Goff do in Detroit. Like, to use the obvious comp.
Yes, of course. But I think Caleb can get there. But I do think for now, and I talked about this, like the development of Caleb over winning games, things just changed, man. I think Ben Johnson is saying, look, of course Caleb is our quarterback. Of course I want him here for the next 10 years. But we're going to do what we have to do now to win games, period.
This goes back to the game when they ran the ball three straight times to kick the field goal as opposed to letting Caleb throw. I was like, why would you do that? You've got the three running plays to kick the field goal. You know you can get the yardage necessary to get in the field goal range so Cairo Santos can hit a game-winning field goal. But I think the two things are still very much married, because as far as how far these Bears go this season, Caleb Williams is going to be the penultimate factor, because they've got these games against really good defense.
He's
got
to be good. He's got to be smart. But I think the game plan has changed.
No, the obvious strength is the run game.
Yes.
Obvious strength. That means your obvious strength isn't necessarily your quarterback.
It ain't Caleb over everything anymore. It's still Caleb over everything.
It's Ben Johnson
over everything.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We have got you for a full boat today, 6 o'clock. We're here until then talking about all sorts of stuff. Jason Minetti is going to join us in the next hour. So is Kurt Warner. The whole crew is, I think, kind of back together. We are rattled both mentally and physically, but damn it, we are here. Alex is here. Tanny is back. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Damn, it's good to hear the Donnas shouting, take it off, and to hear Ben
and the team getting along. I love that Tanny went back and pulled that audio of the first time that Ben addressed this, because I forgot he said man of the people then, because Caleb said man of the people after the game. And that lets you know just how that has been alive probably the entire freaking time.
When he said it, I thought that it was possible. I'm glad that it played out the way that it played out in like the biggest fashion that a regular season game could be, where it's Thanksgiving weekend. It's everyone's like just kind of hanging around. Bears fans are all locked in on the game on Prime. And then there's their coach being like, hey, you guys want to go over to the Wiener Circle, get yourself a dog? It's on me.
Well, and yeah, and that was a take your shirt off kind of win. That's the thing.
100%.
So like that's, you know, what people can, oh, it's a statement win, the signature win. That's a take your shirt off kind of, hell yes. And everybody in the country, in the football country knows it. Everybody in Chicagoland knows it. That is a conversation changing win. And look at our conversation in transition about what's possible for this team. And we'll take your calls in the 4 o'clock hour about some of that. Because, like, the ceiling has changed. The floor has changed.
The
ceiling is the roof. And the roof sometimes is higher than the ceiling, if I remember correctly.
Sure.
All right?
That can be the case.
Sure, because you can put in a drop ceiling.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then the roof.
The roof's above that. Yeah.
And it's not on fire.
The ceiling is the roof.
It is, MJ. If MJ says it, then you know that it's absolutely true. The fun part of watching, like for me yesterday, like watching the games itself yesterday was not that fun. I didn't think it was a great slate because you had all the great games being played over Thanksgiving. But watching the games play out and watching how everyone's break is like, oh yeah, the Rams lost.
Yeah.
So the Bears are the number one seed now?
It's craziness. I know.
Rock and roll, Spiro Dinas.
Ian, JJ. We're still not sure if Adam Schein's doing a bit.
Well, and the thing is, I sent you guys the Adam Schein one, but it was happening on every network.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as the Rams lost, people were like, here's an updated look at the NFC playoff picture.
Dude.
And
hey, man.
The Bears are the number one seed.
Life comes at you fast. Last Monday, it was me and Aunt Heron here, and I got laughs in transition that day saying, the Bears are playing for the 2 seed on Friday. Because it was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. Remember that, Alex? It was a week ago. And now they're the freaking 1 seed.
Now they're playing for a bye.
They're in charge of their own destiny.
They absolutely are.
And I believe they have the tiebreaker. They're going to have the tiebreaker based on conference record over the Rams. I think it's like impossible for the Rams to catch them in that regard.
Well,
but here's the thing. They could also lose to the Packers this week.
They sure could.
And not win the division. Like, hell could come to breakfast at any moment here.
There's no doubt, which is why that Bears fans should live in the along, or in the known. They should live in the known. And the known is that the Bears are 9-3, and they're in first place in the NFC.
How does the along go along with the known? Because living in the along,
I think that in the way that the Bears are using them, they are synonyms to what Gwendolyn Brooks wrote years and years ago.
I'm trying to, yeah.
Wait, what about me along? I'm sorry, what's happening?
No, not, well.
What about former Chargers running back James Brooks? What are we talking about? Or is it Team USA coach Herb Brooks?
No, it's the Illinois poet laureate,
oh, the poet
Gwendolyn
laureate.
Brooks.
Yeah.
Yes, living the along.
Okay.
I think it's similar to living in the known.
I don't think so.
It's living in the known.
See, that's living in the known. Living in the along, I believe, is living in the present. Isn't it like being mindful and being present?
Yeah, isn't that living in the known?
Oh, man. I don't know. Grody got to the bottom of it, I think.
No, he didn't, because they don't know what they're saying. That's why it's fine that we can take poetic license with the poet laureate of Illinois and throw some stuff in there.
Midday's on the score. They don't know what they're saying.
Not,
I like it.
Not them.
Oh, just Grody.
I'm talking about the Bears. Like, when the Bears are out here talking about living in the known.
I think Ben Johnson knows what he's saying.
I think Ben knows exactly what he's saying.
I'm not sure Caleb does.
I'm not sure that any of us are not walking inside the mind. And let me just say, to speak to the point about Ben.
Yes.
And I talked a little bit about this on House of L. The thing that I love, if you go back to the Charlie Weiss press conference, the decided schematic advantage.
We have a decided schematic advantage, yeah.
the Bears, you can tell me that they're going to lose. You can't tell me that they're going to be outcoached.
Dude, how about that? How about that?
Why'd you make that face, Danny?
Because all coaches, even the best ones, are ultimately outcoached once or twice the way. And maybe that could be a good thing going into the end of the season. Like, if he is, if Ben Johnson is outcoached by Matt LaFleur, I don't know if that's going to happen, but like it could be a good thing, big picture, but happen eventually.
I mean, overall, that you're not walking into a game going, the team has to overcome the coach.
Guys, no, not at all. We're still waiting for a game situation that makes you stand up and go, what the hell is Ben Johnson thinking?
Yeah, you said the quiet part out loud. Like every time we watch this team, I'm like, we haven't said that yet.
Have we had one? Have we had one yes, the kickoff, right? The kickoff that he kicked into the end zone and they should have kicked it out of bounds.
But he,
in like week three, and he owned it and he said, yep, made a mistake there. Like I believe that's all we have in terms of game situation. Certainly none bigger than that.
He even owns the minor ones, like during the game where they tried to throw the ball a little bit and a lot of people, including his own team and his offensive line coach, like run the damn ball.
Yeah.
He comes out in the press conference and says, yeah, I should have run the ball more.
Yeah, he's looking down at it, but he's trying to keep everybody honest. Here's the thing. You know why they threw the ball that much? Because they ran 85 freaking plays. That is the most in a non-overtime game by the Bears since 1999. They ran 85 plays on offense. That's the most in 26 years. Nobody in the NFL has run 85 plays in more than 2 years. That through three quarters, they had 30 minutes of the 45 in time of possession. They dominated that freaking game. So they had to run. They had to throw that much because they had 85 freaking plays.
Watching their run game evolve, and I can't wait till we get the opportunity to talk with Matt Forte tomorrow or with Olin later on in the week.
Actually, Matt Forte is going to be
Thursday
because he's going to be in the studio.
That's right.
That's right.
And we got the book signing on Thursday with Matt Forte.
Yep.
Because watching them just decide, we're going to throw everything at you. This is a really good Eagles front. These are guys that don't ordinarily get pushed around the way that they got pushed around. And you saw them, you saw the Bears use misdirection. You saw them use iso blocks. You saw them use duo. You saw them run inside zone. You saw them run out. Like it was everything. And the thing that I loved about watching it is the amount of guessing that the Philly defense and Fangs had to do on every single play.
Yeah, they did.
They're like, wait, what? Where are they now? Where are they? It was beautiful in its simplicity of misdirection as a concept, right? And we're actually going to make it so that you have no idea how we're going to run the ball at you. And so if you're Jordan Davis or you're Jalen Carter, and you're sitting there going, well, I'm just going to get up the field.
No.
Well, you're not, because we're going to move the line on you.
They got them going side to side.
100%.
They got Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter going side to side. Also, the middle backers, Zach Bond, and those middle backers who are good, they got them going side to side. Nobody was shooting up into the space. And this is the design. They ran to the edges early and then gutted them up the middle. It was crazy, man. Like, decided schematic advantage over Vic Fangio. I mean, Fangio
and Sirianni, who is a really good coach.
And not a short week, too.
Yeah, dude. They didn't really put much new in. I saw Durham Smythe talking about that, saying we didn't really have time to do much and put much new in. We got to carve out some time to talk about Dennis Allen. And because we talked for weeks about what he might do when he has all his pieces back. We got wind of that. We might have time before the top of the hour. Like you said, Lawrence, we're guest heavy. I know you want to get into the run game. We got plenty of time for that as well. But we might be able to squeeze in what DA did as well.
Yeah, DA was outstanding. And the guys, they did their jobs inside the game. And Sean Wright is probably one of the best stories of the year. You're considering everything that he's gone through.
And first team All-Pro Kevin Byard. You've been calling it.
Kevin Byard, man.
Woo! That pick.
He keeps doing it.
Yeah, he does.
He keeps doing the thing of, hey, Go ahead. You can totally throw it. I'm never going to make it there. I'm never going to make it to that spot.
No chance.
I've been in the league for forever. I'm so old. I am so old. Oh, there's another pick for me. I'm being all pro this year. I'm Kevin Byard. Thank you very much. It's beautiful to watch.
Yeah, really.
He's just out there like, oh, you think that guy's open? Yep, I'm going to turn my back real quick so that you really think he's open. Ha! Ta-da, bitches! Gotcha!
That'd be great. If he was in the XFL, his jersey would be ta-da, bitches. And I would buy one.
XFL!
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.